This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
He's an interesting composer because, of course, you know, he's so highly regarded in the Renaissance. I mean, he's, you know, textbooks call him the Prince of Music and the Savior of Church Music at that time.
That's Harry Christophers, the founder and conductor of the vocal ensemble, The 16. He's always held the great Renaissance master Giovanni Palestrina in high esteem, but like many, thought the composer was a bit too academic. The 16 just released the third volume in a series of Palestrina recordings. Immersing himself in Palestrina's music has given Christophers a new perspective on the composer.
Once you get inside the sort of fact that it's beautifully constructed, it's the work of a master, and actually you delve, try to get inside the person and what he's trying to convey in his music, then actually he becomes to live a little bit more, I feel. And that's been the revelation for me. The thing with Palestrina, people know him so well for, you know, one or two masses and, you know, a few motets. The Stabat Mater is well known. But actually, on this CD, and in fact, generally on this series, I'm just being introduced to music I've not come across before. So it was the first time I'd come across the Regina Caeli Mass, and it's fabulous, particularly the Kyrie and the Agnus Dei, the two Agnus Deis. They're quite glorious music. Regina Caeli is of course a mass for Easter, and it's based by and large on plainsong. So much of the music of the Renaissance is based on plainsong, but unlike music of, say, that was happening in England at the time, where the plainsong line would be in long note values, underpinning the polyphony, the harmony, the working round it, as I say, Palestrina just uses the odd little motif, but constructs his own work.
No other composer impacted sacred music the way Palestrina did during the Counter-Reformation in the 1530s. His careful craftsmanship and gift for writing polyphony, music with multiple melodic lines and textures, set a precedent for all composers. And as Christophers explains, Palestrina was doing this during a very challenging period.
The fact that he had to cope with the Council of Trent and the strictures that made on his music, actually, I think that made him work even harder. And, you know, one of the great pieces, and one of the pieces we've included on this particular album, is the Stabat Mater. Now, he complies with the Council of Trent. You know, every word has a syllable. There are no extended melismas, and yet it is a most beautiful piece. But when you're performing his music, because it is what we call homophonic, you know, very much of his block chords, one note to a syllable, you have to really, as one, breathe the music. You have to sing the words as if you're speaking them.
The Song of Songs is a cycle of 24 songs by Palestrina based on ancient Hebrew love poetry, which later were used in praise of the Virgin Mary. Each song is in five parts, very much like secular madrigals. Harry Christophers says they're putting three of these songs on each of the albums.
The one that I absolutely adore on this is Pulchre sunt gene tue, thy cheeks are beautiful as doves. I mean, this is just, you know, gorgeous, thy neck like jewels. You know, we don't write poetry like this today. In this particular one, there's this wonderful word in Latin, nardus, mea nardus. And this is a spikenard. This is an amazing herb, isn't it? It's a very sweet-smelling herb. My spikenard gave forth sweet perfume. And, you know, Palestrina at one point, you know, he said that he, you know, initially he felt rather embarrassed and rather naughty about writing this music. But actually, it's quite glorious.
For more than 30 years, Harry Christophers and The 16 have been committed to creating and sharing glorious music. That tradition continues on their latest collection, a sublime exploration of sacred works composed for the Easter period by the Prince of Music. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.